आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शरण्या। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait today at the invitation of Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Misil Al Ahmed Al Zabir Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussion with the leadership of Kuwait. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the Indian diaspora at the community event and also visit a labor camp. He will also attend the opening ceremony of 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as a special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honor at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding a separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved Minimum Support Price MSP for copra for 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the NDA government has taken a series of decisions for the welfare of farmers, and this reflects the NDA government's commitment towards improving the life of farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw said the MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. He added the financial implication for this decision would be worth 855 crore rupees. The union minister said the MSP of milling copra is 422 rupees more than the MSP in 2024 season, while it is 100 rupees more for boll copra in comparison to 2024 season. The Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers, Jagat Prakash Nadda, informed Lok Sabha during question hour yesterday that the urea production has increased from 225 lakh metric ton per annum during 2014-15 to record urea production at over 314 lakh metric ton per annum during 2023-24. The minister said the new urea policy has led to additional production of urea from 25 gas-based urea units by 20 to 25 lakh metric ton per annum as compared to production during 2014-15. He further said that the government has notified potash derived from molasses to enhance the domestic production and supply of fertilizers in India. Molasses-based fertilizers is 100% indigenous manufactured fertilizers under nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Union Minister for Development of Northeast Jyotiraditya Sindhya yesterday said that 72nd plenary of NEC that will be chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah today will lay a new foundation for the speedy growth of the region. Talking to reporters at the Agartala's MBB airport upon his arrival this evening, Mr. Sindhya said that in the days to come, Northeast region will see a rise and fast-paced development which has been conceptualized by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Over 10,50,000 public grievances were readdressed during the first day of Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign on Thursday. The nationwide campaign is being held till the 24th of this month as India's largest campaign for doorstep delivery of services and redressal of public grievances. The Ministry of Personal Public Grievances and Pension said that over 1,52,000 service delivery applications disposed and around 18,000 camps were conducted at Tehsil and Panchayat headquarters. The Bombay High Court yesterday upheld the Maharashtra government's decision to award Dharavi Slum Redevelopment Project to Adani Properties Private Limited, dismissing a petition by UAE-based Sickling Technologies Corporation that challenged the tender processes. The Telangana High Court yesterday passed an order barring Anti-Corruption Bureau from arresting the Bharat Rashtra Samiti worker president K.T. Rama Rao till 30th December in Formula E race case. And that is the end of this news bulletin.